today's game, our opponent, our team, and all watching on site. Thank you for the opportunity to compete and bring out the best in each other. May we play hard and fair. Please keep everyone safe from injury and harm. We pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Nice prayer for the teams here. We're going to have the, we got a little shout out here to Alyssa and Chloe. It's their birthday today. So, little shout out here from the home announcer for the Lumen Christi Archangels. And we're getting ready to go. It's been a nice day. The kids have had a good time doing breakfast, study hall, getting a little movement around town. The girls are looking a lot more refreshed. One injury report. Alyssa Ludwig will not be suited up tonight. She's still in her warm-up uniform. Her ankle was really bothered yesterday, re-injured. So she'll be on the bench encouraging the girls from the home there. But we're here. We've got Pastor Scott Morgan. The Eagle men are here in the stand, and there's our starting five. So tonight we have Madison, Julia, Mariana, Don, Teza, Laney. That's our starting five. Here comes the starting five. Number one, Natalie. And number five, Robin. Number 13, the captain is Tori. Number 10, Sophie is the fourth one and the final one. Number 12, JoJo. They didn't give me last name tonight. Apologize for that, but starting lineups are on the floor. So we're getting ready. We have Coach Elgin Hollins and Victoria, and then Coach Nate Julian here. And we have three officials, and I didn't get their names yet, but we are getting ready to go underway here. So the teams are on the floor, the refs are on the floor, and we're getting ready to go. So it's another great night for Aleutians Eastboro School District, the Sandpoint Eagles, and the Lumen Christi Archangels. And here we go. The Archangels are in white with black trim. The Sandpoint Eagles are in blue with the white letters and white piping. So the Eagles are making a nice habit coming around, shaking hands of all their opponents and giving them a greeting here before we start. So the here comes the tip-off. Number 13, the captain, controls. It's going to be hit out of bounds and controlled by the Eagles, and they'll be playing from my right to my left. So here come the Eagles. Dantez has the ball, and she's getting ready to throw it in. Dantez and Julia work in the backcourt. They bring it over the forecourt. Here we go. Dantez stops. She finds the outlet with Madison. Madison dribbles the floor. She finds some help, kicks it back to Julia. Julia kicks around, finds Laney way down in the hole. Laney gets it back into Madison at the post. Madison takes the dribble, puts it up, can't get a handle on it. Saved by Mariana, back to Dantezza. About 12 foot out, and she drains it for two. Dantezza starting it off. We're 0-2. Here come the Archangels. The Archangels kind of playing a spread offense here. They have 2-2-1, but we're going to have a double dribble on their captain, number 13, Tori. So we've got a double dribble going there by Tori, and here come the Eagles working back the other way. Definitely the Lady Eagles are looking a lot fresher tonight than they did last night against the Birchwood team, the Warriors there. And just too much time sitting in that van coming down the mountainside from Mount McKinley, Mount Denali. So they're definitely looking fresher. They've had a little celebration for Alyssa and Chloe, but there was a steal and then a re-steal by the Eagles, and we're back in the forecourt here. So here we go. Cross court to Mariana. Back up to Julia Johnson. And she's got the ball. She tries to get to Madison. Goes over her hand. Laney gets the rebound. Puts the point in it. Rebound comes down. Smothered up. It's going to be a jump ball coming here between two Eagles and an Archangel. And its possession goes to the Archangel. So here they come. The Eagles are quickly coming back on defense. A nice vocal crowd here for the girls. The Lumen Christi boys are in the stands also, so nice to see support by the team. So Here come the Archangels. Nice dribble in. They're trying to find. The Eagles have really stiffened up their defense. We had a timeout called by the coach. It was an inopportune time because just as he called the timeout, one of the Archangels had dribbled into the upper elbow there and had a nice shot and dropped in for two. But the shot doesn't count because it's a timeout. So here we go. We're first timeout. It's a one-minute timeout, and the Coach Elgin over there is trying to coach those girls, and Nate's getting them all a quick drink of water. Nice being the first game here. It's a little cool inside. I think outside temperature's about 23 degrees this afternoon, so it's just been a very, very pleasant day all in all in Anchorage. Had fun with the boys down there. We got to dine to their hearts. You know, there's nothing better for these young men than to go to an all-you-can-eat place. We went to the Mongolian Grill last night, so they were all in rare form as we left there. But they're all well satisfied and happy today. In fact, if you were here last night and watched the Eagles in a victorious romp over the Birchwood Warriors, there are some of these players you won't recognize tonight. They were all down at the hair salon today getting some haircuts there. So if I miss their names later on in the boys' game, we'll see about that. All right, timeout's over. The Archangels have the ball. They pitch it in. They get it, and they set it up to number five, Robin. Robin Jay has it, and she puts it in from just inside the three-point line. She has a long two, and it's now tied 2-2. We're at 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Here comes Contessa. She's working up the far right side, bringing it down, gives it off to Madison, who drives around, finds Julia over at the elbow. Julia tries to drive between two defenders. It's going to be a foul against one of the Archangels, and he's side out. That's the first team foul. All right, there comes Madison. Gets her long arms up and gets the inbounds, dribbles down, can't quite get it, bounces up off the backboard. She has rebound, tries to get it off. She loses it in the pass. It kicks up ahead to number 13, Tori. Tori drives the lane. She puts it up off the glass, hits the iron, doesn't get it, rebounds up. They're smothering her with the Eagles. It's always 2-1, it seems, by the Eagles defense. Number 13 brings it. They get that score as a three. Score is now 5-2 in favor of the Archangels. Left her wide open and uncontended while they guarded the paint. Here comes Julia back to Madison. Down low to Laney. Laney has the ball. She works around. She tries to pass, but it gets away. We're going to have a foul on reach-in foul. Foul on Madison, number 55, reaching in there. That's Madison's first. Here come the Archangels. Score is 5-2. 5:11 here to go in the first quarter. Hey, working around the outside. Eagles are moving. They dribble into lane. Madison's there. She blocks it. Ball goes up, tipped away. We're going to have a foul on the inside. It's going to be a shooting foul against Madison's got another foul there. It's going to be a nice shot opportunity. Free throw for Sophie coming up wearing number 10. The height's looking fairly average. They have one really tall gal here for the Archangels, and she's a little bit taller than everybody else. But otherwise, the height advantage is pretty well even. So number 13, the tallest gal, Tori, she is also the captain of the team. They didn't give me ages tonight, so I don't know what grades are playing against what grades here. But here comes the second free throw. The first one missed. Second free throw comes up. Off the top of the glass, comes down. Ball is up, put back by 13. Here comes Laney Kuchinoff. Hits the ball, and she recovers it. And here comes over. Dantezza has the ball. She works up quickly there. Popped away by number 12. Kind of a tentative pass on Dantezza's part. He gave it off to number 5. She's up off the glass. Can't get the ball to fall. That's two. That's three putbacks. Finally, the Archangels get the ball to fall in, and it's 7-2 with 4:34 left to go here in the first quarter. So far, the Archangels have been working great defense coming out to meet them. Madison's out at the three-point line. She gives it to Laney. Laney gets it down to the post. Dantez is at the post. She goes up for a shot, and it's going to be a foul for one of the Archangels, and Dantez will go to the line for two. A the foul on number 10, Sophie, for the Archangels, and that's her second. Contessa has the ball. She settles down. She puts it up. Not too much arc. Not too much spin. Hits the front iron and bounces off. Let's see if she can recover her composure there. That one falls in for nothing but net, so it's 7-3. We even have the Eagle mascot is playing in the floor tonight. So the Eagle mascot is on the floor, waving the wings and shouting high. Here come the Archangels, a bounce pass in the lane. They're covered up. We're going to have a traveling on Sophie. Great pressure by the defensive team there. As long as the defense keeps it up, they'll have a substitution coming in. Sophie's going to sit down, and number 15, Megan's going to come in for the Archangels. Looks like they had about eight gals suited up for tonight, so Dantezza brings it down. She quickly finds Julia. Julia dribbles out of trouble. Somebody's losing a pair of glasses. Julia's holding them in one hand and trying to dribble with the other, but the ball gets away. We're going to have a blocking charge against Dantezza, who is doing really hard, and all she has to do is clap her hands and say, wow, I should have been set for that. But that was a blocking call. That's the first foul on Dantezza. She's going to send their captain, Tori, to the line. All right, here we go. Tori has the ball. She settles down. She dribbles it. Puts it up. Nothing but net. Nice swish. A great form on her. Very fluid, very even as Tori goes up. She settles down. She has the ball. Knees bent. Drives up. Great finish with the hand, but that one goes away. Rebound picked up by the Archangels. Second bound controlled by the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza. She comes across the line. She's looking for some help. She gets them to fall up off the end. She's got to get it. She stopped drilling. She bounces over to Madison. Can't get the ball in. Stolen on a bad pass. Comes back to the Archangels. They find number 5, Robin. She puts it up. Can't make it down. Batted out of bounds by the Eagles. Side out for the Archangels underneath their basket. Here comes Megan to throw it in for the Archangels. They line up. The girls haven't moved. Gets passed in. Madison gets the hand on the ball. Gets the ball back. Contessa has it. She dribbles out. Scores 8-3 in favor of the Archangels. 3:20 left to go here. Contessa has a long pass to Madison, but it goes over her outstretched hand. Needed just a little more jump from Madison, and she would have caught that ball, but got to throw high because these Archangels are working their arms in the sky. So here come the Eagles are on defense. Here come the Archangels bringing the ball down. That's number 5. Robin has the ball. She sets it off to the corner. Pass into the paint. Covered up by Madison again. The ball is loose. Recovered by Dantezza. She's ripping the ball, trying to get control. She gets back out. She starts dribbling down. Here we go. Dantezza has it. She kicks it out to Laney. Laney gets the ball, dribbles down. She's swarmed by 2 Archangels. Now we have number 31 is on the floor. Cassie is on the floor. And she's smothered up by 2 Eagles, and the ball stays in control of the Archangels. And here come the Lady Arcs. The Archangels coming down. They have the ball. They bring it down. They drill in the paint. They kick way out. Recovered on a long outstretched arm. Blocked by Madison and traveling on number 15, Megan. Good defense by Madison there as she was had her arms straight up. And here comes the ball in by Dantezza, and a timeout is called. Second timeout coming here. There we go. Referees are getting the calls out here. The girls getting a quick drink, and we're getting a little short timeout here called by Coach Nate Julian. Archangels are doing the same. Everybody's hustled up out on the side of the floor and getting a few drinks, getting the ball moving back and forth, and figuring out where to go. Looks like Jillian Bjornstedt is going to be coming on the floor. I'm not sure if who's coming off yet. I just saw Jillian down at the... All right. Looks like Laney's going to sit down for just a minute, and we're going to have Jillian Bjornstedt on the floor there. So we have Jillian, Dantezza, Julia, Mariana, and Madison. Here we go. Here come the Eagles. We're at 2:30 left to go here in the first period. It's 8-3. They're going to have to find a little way to get their hustle on. All right. Here come the Lady Eagles cross court to Jillian. Jillian looks for help. back to Dantezza, who was out of position. Here comes Tori, the captain for the Archangels. She has the ball and puts it in. It's now 10-3. Here come the Eagles, working it back the other way. See if they can get their passing. The Angels meet them with a 2-2-1 on the defense, so they're double-teaming everybody. Mariani down there, gets the ball inside the key. She puts it up off the paint, can't get it. Rebound goes to Tori. Tori on the Archangels, driving up through the herd. A herd, literally. Everybody was clustered together, so it rolled all the way to the other end of the floor and out of bounds. Yep, all the ladies from both teams were just kind of jogging down slowly when Tori tried to get a quick outlet pass, and no one was watching, so it just went harmlessly out of the way. But last touch by an Eagle on the way. Pass comes in, rolls off Tori's hand, controlled by number 5, Robin. Nice elevation by Julia. Get up and swat the ball away, but it was still controlled by an Archangel. Tori puts up a long three-pounder. It goes down harmlessly, but the rebound to number 12, JoJo, and she puts it up for two. It's 12-3. 1 minute and 24 seconds left to go here in the first period. Dantezza comes down. She wings it out to Julia. Julia tries to get over Tori's long arms. It goes off a couple of hands. Mariana has a bad attempt at a shot just because there were too many faces in front of her. She couldn't stop and take her time. That one is an errant ball. Goes past the net and out of bounds. Here come the Archangels. Met by Julia. Jillian still being guarded tightly. JoJo brings it in. Can't get it. Kicks it back out. Another attempt. Goes up. Comes down. It's on the floor. It's a jump ball. Now it's being contested by Madison and Megan. Here come the Eagles. 55 seconds left to go. Girls got to work hard to get a couple more points here. Dantezza brings across. She throws a pass. Gets away from Julia. On the ground. They can't find a way to get rid of the ball. It's going to be a jump ball or a timeout. I'm going to have a timeout called by the coach Elgin there. That way the ball stays in his control. A 30-second timeout coming here by Coach Elgin. I think they'll maintain control because one of their players is on the floor with the ball. Pretty steadily moving game here. Not a quick breakaway like we've seen a couple times. But the girls are working hard. They just can't quite get the Eagles to get all things on the focus there. So here come the Eagles back on the floor. They're going down to the far end. It's going to be white ball. All right, we have 40 seconds left to go. Here come the Archangels. They're bringing it up. They come into center. Long cross-court pass. They find number 31, Cassie, down there low. Stolen by Julia. Almost stolen again. It is stolen again by Tori. Off the iron. Can't get it. Dantezza gets it, rips it down. She's going to have to drive all the way. There's no one there to pass it to. She holds up and stops at the right elbow. She brings around, working top. Long outlet pass to Julian, but that was a bad pass on Dantezza's fault. She's covering her head. Can't believe I threw it so bad. But Dantezza will take it on the chin, and she'll come back and work hard. We're 15 seconds left to go. Score is 12-3 in favor of the Lumen Christi Archangels. Pass comes down. Long two's taken off the iron. Doesn't come down. No rebound by the girls there. Comes back to the Tori. Long three attempted up at the buzzer, and that's into the first quarter. We're at 12-3 in favor of the Lumen Christi Archangels. Of course, if you don't know what Lumen Christi means, that means the light of Christ. And that's the attempt here by the school and the whole education process here of the St. Benedict Parish. Nice educational wing they've got out here. Lots of great banners hanging up here. Looks like in their division is the Birchwood Christian School, the Cook Inlet Academy from down by the Kenai Soldotna. We have the Kenny Lake Hawks. We have Nanwalek, Nikolaevsk, Lumen Christi, Manilchik, Old Harbor, Port Lyons, Seldovia, and Wasilla Lake. So quite a grouping here in their region. And it's going to be fun to watch as these games continue and they get closer to their own regionals here. But the Lady Eagles are going to have to step up their hustle, step up their game, and put on a little more pressure. And if they're going to try to have hopes of keeping up with these gals, quickly the score is 12-3 in favor of the Lumen Christi Archangels as we get ready to start the second period here. So here come the Eagles back out on the floor. We have yet to see Chloe Gardner get on the floor yet, so we're going to wait and see. I haven't heard that she's dealing with any allergies or medical problems, so we're getting playtime for other gals here. So on the floor we have Jillian, Madison, Mariana, Dantes. The ball goes up. It's going to go, attempted to go out, but last touch by Madison, so it's going to stay with the Archangels as we start this second period. All right, here come the Archangels. They split out. Here comes the ball in. They find Tori down low, but she can't quite get it. We're going to have a shooting foul on Tori. Let's see who they're going to put this one against. All right, I think that's that's another foul against Dantes. Foul comes up. Here comes Tori. Tori puts it up, and she drains another one. That's another great shooting foul shooter there. Tori has some great lines. You can just watch as the flow of the hand comes down, comes up, and that delivering hand just stays hung out there in the air waiting for it to come back. Coach Chris would be proud of that. All right, the girls are trying to get it up. We're going to have traveling on number 31, Cassie. Cassie's traveling as she was going to make the shot, so side back out over to the Eagles. Here come the Eagles. They're moving up the side here. Here comes Dantes as she moves over to the right side, passes to Madison. Madison's all tied up. She dribbles out. No help on a block. Nice little screen by Dantes, and Madison dribbles into the paint, kicks it out to Mariana, takes a shot. No one there to rebound. Picked up by the Archangel. Dantes stands in the way, kicks it out of Tori's hands, drives over to Jillian. Jillian covers up the ball. She can't dribble out of it. Poked away by... nice job by Tori. Tori throws it. Dantes has it, tries to get it into Julia. Goes off Julia's hands, recovered by the Archangels, and here comes the foot race. Julia stays with him step for step. Brings it down in. Eagles are set up in a 2-3 defense. Tori has the ball for a long two. Goes out. Rebound is on the floor. We've got two Eagles. Tori fighting for the ball. And it goes possession. Comes over to the Eagles. All right. Just under 7 minutes to go here. 6:53. Score is 13-3. Here comes Dantes. She works up the right side. She charges to the right. She's met by two. She works back to the left. She picks it down. Oh, it's popped in the air. It's on the floor. It's still kicked around on the floor. Three are down. Two are up. Finally, the ball comes out. Kick to the Archangels. They find Tori underneath the basket. She gets the first shot up. Another one's going to go, but I think she was traveling. Oh, we had a foul on number 13. Had a foul on number 13, and that side out comes to the Eagles. All right, the scoring table, it's all set. That's the first foul on Tori. So here comes Dantes. She's working up again. She dribbles down. She kicks to the left side. It's interrupted by Tori, but Tori slaps it out of bounds and chases it down with a grin on her face. Going to be back over to the Eagles at the half-court line. Dantes is going, man, these guys have got some long arms to keep interrupting our passes. All right. Dantes has the ball. She's looking for some help. She gets down to Jillian Bornstedt. Jillian has it. She's covered up by two. Long outlet pass to Madison. It goes off Madison's hand. Touched by an Archangel and out of bounds. So here come the Eagles underneath their own basket. Score is still 15-3. 6:16 to go. Matt comes into Madison. She puts it up. Can't get it. Three Eagles are there. It bounces out. Dantes gets the ball. It goes up and down. Oh, we've got another reach-in foul by Dantes, and quickly that's her second or third. I think that's going to be her third foul. That's Dantes' third foul with 6:02 left to go here in the second quarter. You have to watch her foul trouble. Ball kicks way out by the Archangels. They're passed around trying to get inside the lane. They can't quite get it. Another one down to Cassie down low. She finds Tori down low, but Madison disrupts it, gets on the floor, gets away. Finally controlled by Dantezza. She's ripping the ball, and she finally gets it going. Here we go. Here comes Dantezza trying to work up through the crowd. She's being met by Tori. She kicks off to Julia. Julia gets the ball away from her. She recovers it. Gets down to Dantezza on the elbow. Dantezza brings it back to Julia. Julia's working around to the top. She slows it down looking for help. She finds Jillian, but the ball is poked away. Quickly forced ahead to Tori. Tori brings it down, puts it up off the glass, and drops in for an easy layup. 15-3 for the Lumen Christi Archangels. Here comes Julia. Dantezza says, somebody else bring it in here. I'm not doing so good. So Dantezza, Julia brings it off, finds Madison. Madison gets it down to Mariana. Mariana pops it in the air, and it's picked up by the hard-charging number 5, Robin. Robin picks it off to Tori, and Tori brings it down and drops it in for 2 more. That's a great push and pull. We have a long timeout called by Coach Nate. He's calling for a full timeout. You can tell that Dantezza is pretty visibly and physically upset with herself. She really prides herself in a good game, and so far it's not going at all. So she's just really upset with herself and can't figure out what's going on. So she's going to sit down and take a breath on this timeout. And Coach Nate's got his hand full getting these girls focused again. And you can just hear, you can just kind of overhear a little bit of what Dantezza says. She's really upset with what's going on, and taking a lot of the responsibility on herself for the good play of the Archangels. So, you know, it takes two. You know, and the Archangels have a great defense. You got to be able to move around it, and the girls just have to be able to see that, and they're just not able to see everything that the Archangels are doing yet. So, here we come. The Eagles are coming back on the floor, and Dantezza is going to sit down. So we have Madison, Mariana, Julia, Jillian, and Lainey on the floor. All right. Here comes the ball. Side into Jillian, into Madison. Madison dribbles up across the half court. She gets to the left. She drives to the right. She's running into trouble. Jillian picks up a pick, finds Lainey in the center court. Back to Madison. Madison stops. She kicks the ball to Jillian. Jillian's looking for some help. Down low to Lainey in the post. She loses it in the paint. Kicked ahead again to Tori. Tori's wide open and unprotected. She puts it up off the glass, and it drops for 2. Yeah, Tori just has a great ability to get up and down the court quickly, as tall as she is, and she can sense when the board is a turnover, and she sprints to the other end and makes easy layups there. Madison's covered up with 2. Puts the pass into Mariana. It's care and protected. Goes off of Tori's arm. Kicked up by number 12. Kicked ahead to number 5, Robin. Robin puts it up in the air, and she drops it for 2. It's now 21-3 in favor of the Lumen Christi Angels. And the Lumen Christi Angels, they have 2-2-1 on their defense. So they're always beating the first person across there with a tough team. There's Lainey's got it. She's at the top of the key. She takes a shot, and she drains it for a long 2. Finally, they get a movement on their scoreboard. It's 21-5. Here come the Archangels running down, almost running past the defense. Defense is set up. Julia's quick hands poke it away. Kicked around. They find number 10. Long 2. Sophie puts up a long 2. It's 23-5 with 3:22 left to go in this first half. Here comes Madison. She finds Julia. Julia Johnson's bringing the ball up. Here goes Madison. She's got the ball. She's met by 2. Drives right into the middle of both of them. She stops. She has the ball. She kicks it to Julia. Wings it down to Mariana. Mariana tries to dribble, but she travels first. Turnover on the Eagles. Looks like we have some substitutions, and here at 3 minutes to go, we're going to see Chloe come on and Mariana sit down. Here comes Chloe, and she's all over her defensive team. Interrupts them enough that the thigh out comes in, goes to Jillian. Jillian gets it on to Chloe. Chloe drives the baseline. She's looking for help. Back to Jillian. They don't shoot. They turn back to Chloe. Intercepted by number 10. Sophie gets the ball, but Jillian and Chloe are just harassing them every step of the way. Here comes Chloe up the side. She pokes it away, but it goes right to an Archangel. Down to the corner to Sophie. Sophie kicks it back to the top. Cassie drives into the paint, stops, puts it up off the glass. Madison's there, recovers, gives it off to Jillian, back to Chloe. Chloe's going to bring it up. She comes across the paint. If she can come quick before they get set up, she'll get past. She gets down the right side. She drives into the lane. She kicks it out to Julia. Julia puts up off the glass, rimming it out, and it comes out of bounds. Cassie almost tried to put that one back and give us 2 points, but she thought better of it. She keeps the ball. Cassie gets over for the Archangels. Quick outlet pass way down to Tori. Nice setup and block by Lane. There's number 12. JoJo on the other side, wide open, uncontested, puts it up for two. It's 25-5. We have a minute 58. Here comes Chloe. Chloe comes down. She gets stolen, but we're going to have a reach-in on 1-3. Going to have a reach-in foul. Tori tried to steal that ball, but her hands are a little bit bigger than Chloe's, and they covered her up. So ball's going back to the Eagles. 1:53 left to go. All right. Here comes Chloe. Dantez is back on the floor. She dribbles down. She kicks it off. Laney puts up a long one. Can't get it. Madison's there with a rebound. She puts it up. Dantez screams in and gets the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Allowed Dantez to go to the line. That was a foul on Cassie. That's Cassie's first. Actually, they put a foul on 21. All right, Dantez sinks her first free throw. And we're going to have Mariana coming on and Chloe sitting back down. Here comes Dantez. Puts that ball up off the iron. Rebound to Laney. Quickly covered up. Picked up by Dantez. She's dribbling around the top. She's getting reset. The Eagles are there. They're working for some help. They're down to a minute 35 here. Dantez is dribbling the ball. She fakes one way. She gets it to Mariana. Kicks over to Laney. Laney drives to the right side. She's doubled up. Back to Dantez. Laney's got the ball, and it's ripped out of her hands by number 10, Sophie. Here comes Tori. She's being walked along there by Julia Johnson. She peels around, goes around the other side. They kick it down, way down to number 1, but we're going to have a traveling there on Natalie. Nice to see Tori doing some great work out there, moving the ball around. They've got a very strong lead here at 1:10 left to go in the first half. They're 25-6. And Tori, their captain, is doing a good job of moving the ball around there for the Archangels. Here comes Dantez. The girls haven't moved. They finally set up. Mariana kicks to the corner. She has the ball. She dribbles down. She gets it to Madison at the post. Up and off the corner, but doesn't quite make it. Rebound is poked out of bounds by the Eagles. It's going back to the Archangels. Here come the Archangels with just over 50 seconds left to play in this first half. Score is 25-6 in favor of the Archangels. They bring the ball down. They kick it off. It goes off the hands. Quickly, the Eagles recover, and they've got 40 seconds left to get another point on the board. Let's go. Dantez comes up. She gets the ball over, finds Julia. Julia dribbles twice, finds Mariana. Goes off of Mariana's hands. Back to Tori. Interrupted by Julia. Kicked way ahead to Natalie. Natalie stops. She's blocked by Dantez. Recovers the ball. We're 22 seconds left to go. Dantez has the ball. She's jogging up the far side with it. Eagles come up. Dantez drives into the paint. She takes it to the rack, up off the glass. It doesn't go in. And it's being covered up there. Oh, we're going to have a reach-around foul by Madison, maybe. Yeah, she was trying to go for the ball, and the girl's a little bit shorter, and her hand got across her face. Here we go at 8.6 seconds left to go in the first half. Here comes a throw-in. Oh, they just quickly barely recover it. Julia's all over, and they stop. Here we go. The Eagles are being all over on defense. Tori has the ball at the buzzer. It goes in and bounces the buzzer. That takes it 28-6 as we end the first half here. Austin, are you there?
Yes, we are. Hey, man, that sounds like a good game right now. Lumen Christie playing a strong game.
Christie is playing very, very strong ball. You can see a lot of frustration on the part of some of the Eagles, but, you know, they're getting over it, and a lot of encouragement coming from the stands, but been a tough first half here being down that many points, so they've got to catch their breath and get recomposed and see what they can do here in the second half. So I will turn it over to you. Hey, we got about 8 minutes before I call you back.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon, Pastor Scott.
see you then. Take care. It's KSDP, 830 on the AM and 88.1 on the FM dial over there in King Cove.
All right. Talk to you soon, Pastor Scott.
We'll see you then.
That, of course, Pastor Scott Morgan, our own pastor here in Sandpoint, doing a great job, as always, broadcasting those games for us. I believe this is his final game on this road trip. After these games in Lumen Christi, Sandpoint and King Cove will be departing for their respective tournaments. King Cove going to New Stewhawk, where they'll do the New Stewhawk Showdown, and then Sandpoint's going to the Elks Classic, which is in Bristol Bay. And some good news for all you people in King Cove. It looks like we've got coverage for the New Stewhawk Showdown. Yep, just got the call today. We found someone who is willing to broadcast. And the even better news about this is that he will probably do the broadcasts for regionals as well. So that's got us all very excited here. But we will keep you informed about the upcoming events and details of this. Of course, just so much has fallen through on this road trip. I don't want to speak too soon, but my heart is really in this one, hoping that we will be able to have all these games broadcasted live for everyone in Sandpoint and King Cove. I'm going to play a little bit of Feist, I believe. Here's I Feel It All, Inside and Out, coming up after that. And then I don't know how much time we'll have to listen to the third song by her, 1, 2, 3, 4. But here we go. A little bit of, just tell me what you think of it. Didn't think we'd get to much of that one, because here we come right now. We're going to continue our live coverage of the Lumen Christi Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball game. Pastor Scott, do I have you?
Oh, you got me loud and clear here. We are just getting underway with the second half. Welcome back. KSDP 830 AM and 88.1 FM, K201DA over in King Cove. Welcome back to just the start of the second half. The ball comes in, and they quickly, the Archangels control it, but they missed their first shot. Don Tezza has it. They're working up the floor. What a great time to be here playing basketball. The girls are a little active, had a little rest. We have Laney has the ball. She dribbles around to the right. She puts it up along two off the iron. Recovered by Julia. She puts it up off the glass. It bounces. Poked away. Going to stay maintained with the blue. Well, I learned some interesting things during halftime here. The Lumen Christi girls don't have a senior, so they have a very strong team. It'll get stronger next year. They have a lot of juniors. Inbounds to Laney. Laney puts it up, kisses the glass, and drops in for two. 28-8. In favor of the Archangels. Here come the girls. They're bringing out the Archangels. They're now working from my right to my left. They're down in front of me. Lori has the ball. She kicks it down inside the paint. Drive across the paint to the other elbow. Puts up, rattles across the top. Ball comes down. Laney has the ball. Kicks it ahead to Don Tezza. She starts up the floor with the ball. Quickly, the Archangels are put into a 3-2. Don Tezza loses the ball to Torrey. It's a foot race down. Don Tezza's there. She reaches up to slap the ball, but catches hand. That's going to be another foul on Don Tezza. And fouled in the act of shooting, and that's going to put that the fourth foul on Don Tezza. Here comes Torrey. Torrey has the ball. She settles it down. Puts it up. Nothing but net. She's got a nice low arc to that ball. It goes in and just drills. 29-8. 6:49 left to go in the third period. Torrey settles. She bends the knee. She rocks up. Hop the front iron. Quickly controlled by Mariana. Mariana and Laney. Comes over to Don Tezza. She rips out the ball, brings it across half court. She's met by two Archangels. She drives down between the two. She gets into the paint. Down to Madison at the low post and up for two. 29-10. Oh, I'm going to have a turnover here. When they threw that ball in, they were already on the lane. Had a little foul. Miscommunicate on Sophie. Oh, the foul's going to be on White 5 on Robin. The referee called out 15, but 15's not on the floor, so that's the first foul. Here comes the ball thrown into Madison. She puts it back up off the iron. Kicked away by Mariana. Okay, that's going to be a foul on Laney. Reaching in on the rebound here. Here comes the other way. Archangels are coming up. Julia needs some in for every step. Over the top. Can't quite get it. The Archangels lose it. Pick it up off the floor. They're getting little bumps up here. Don Pezzas steals one out of the middle of the air. She drives down the right side. She's through the paint. She stops. Puts it up off the glass. Can't get it. Gets her own rebound. She's covered up. Dribbles back out. Torrey got away with a good clean block there. Tries to get around Torrey. Torrey puts the arms up. It goes out. Dantezza pushes the ball down, and it gets stolen by the quick hands of Julia Johnson. Kicks out of bounds. They're going to stay in possession of the Archangels. Here come the Eagles. Dantezza swats the ball away. It goes back out of bounds. Going out. That hurts my hand. Oh, that's an interesting one. There's a piece of equipment over in the far corner of the gym, and the ball is stuck behind the trampoline, it looks like. So we have a little timeout on the floor while they get some Torrey can rescue. She's got the longest reach. She gets over there behind the equipment and gets the ball outside out for the Archangels. They get it in. Quickly it's over to number five, Robin. She's working hard against Dantezza. Kicks the ball up. She finds JoJo. JoJo gets it down to Torrey. Torrey runs into some traffic. Can't quite get it into the hole. Rebounded by Cassie. Cassie has the ball. She's covered up by Laney. Laney puts a flying eagle move on her. Kicks the ball out to Torrey. Torrey's over on the right shoulder. Kicks it down to Cassie. Up off the glass. Drops it in for two. It's 31-10. The Archangels have the lead. It's 5:20 left to go here in the third period. Archangels do a nice job passing the ball around. The ball comes down to Laney. It's going to get tapped out of bounds by Cassie. It's going to stay blue ball.
Okay, Lubin.
All right, here comes Dantezza. Dantezza has the ball. She kicks it back to Julia. Julia dribbles down. It's a 3-2 defense now by the Archangels. Dantezza dribbles in, tries to get it off to the ball. Can't. Going to be covered up. Rolling around on the floor, we have two or three there, but looks like it's a jump ball. And Laney was the other participant, and she loses her balance, come down, but it's going to be possession in the blue. Now we have number 15, Megan, is coming on the floor for Lumen Christie. We have Dantezza. She slaps the ball, gets it out to Madison, over there to Julia for a long three. Can't quite get it. Dantezza gets the rebound, works back up the aisle. She's looking for some help. Lumen Christie is in there. 3-2 defense, guarded by Torrey at the top. Needs some help. Kicks it out to Laney, down to Julia, into Madison. Up off the post. She puts it up off the rim. Can't get it. Quick hand to Julia. Come back through. She has some help. Comes into Laney. Laney wrestles it away. Finds Dantezza. Bounce pass into Madison. Up off the glass. Can't quite go it in. There goes Mariana. Can't quite. Again by Madison. Can't quite get it. This time recovered by Cassie, by Lumen Christie. And here come the Archangels. Working up over the field here. They finally bring it in the forecourt. Torrey's got the ball. She commands down to the paint. Kicks the ball out. Over on the far right shoulder for number 12. JoJo drops in three. Coming from that right elbow. We have a timeout called here by Coach Nate. Hustles the girl over here. We're 4 minutes left here in the third period. Skoll is 34-10. And they're needing a quick drink of water and maybe another cough drop. Everybody seems to have been fighting little cold and flu bugs and working on that around the way here. All right, Coach Nate has them drawn up here, and they're trying to figure out what's happening. All right, we're 30 seconds left here in this timeout. It's a lot of hustle here. The Lumen Christie Archangels, the ladies there, the Lady Archangels are doing a nice job. They're definitely working really well, playing together as a team. A lot of ball movement on the floor. Coach Elgin has them really working out, and they're coming together here. All right. Here come the Archangels back on the floor, and we're 4:05 left to go. Controlled by the blue. Here come the Eagles. Montez and Julia bringing up the floor. There again, met by that 2-2-1 defense. Laney stops. She gets a quick. Dantezza drives through, but she loses the ball. She gets it up. She's harassing. Can't get away. Archangels have the ball. They drive it up, pass across court. They tie them up by the Eagles. Do another long three off the back iron. Picked up by Laney. She dribbles out. She finds, tries to pass to Madison. Gets through Madison's hand and controlled by the Archangels. Down to Torrey. Torrey drives into the paint. She stops. She double dribbles. Coming the other way.
Okay, Torrey.
Looks like we have some substitutions coming in for the Archangels. Two more girls. So we have a lot of juniors, a few sophomores, and one freshman on the team here. So they're going to have a good team here for the next year or two. They're doing pretty well tonight. Here comes Dantezza. She works up. She's down the right side. Laney stops. Sets up a pick. Bounces into Madison. She puts it up off the iron. Can't get it. Over to Mariana. She gets it in off the glass. It's 34-12. Here comes the Archangels. Maybe number five. Robin has the ball, and she's working up off the top. She found Sophie down in the corner. Sophie takes the bounce, drives it in, puts it up in and out of the iron. Comes down. Controlled by the Eagles. Back to Laney. Laney kicks it out to Dantezza. She rips the ball, pulls it around, and they walk it up the side. Meanwhile, the Eagles are sprinting back to the other side. Archangels are there, setting up in their 2-3-2. There we go. Down to Mariana. She puts the ball up, but she's going to get a foul called against her defender. Mariana's going to the line for two. Looks like it'll be a foul against Sophie. A little pushing off. That's her third foul on Sophie. Mariana has the ball. She settles it down. We have 2:40 to go here in the third period. She puts it up off the back iron and too hard. Here comes Mariana.
Way to go, Torrey!
Looks like Torrey's going to sit down for a minute, and they're going to bring another one in.
Get that ball, Firecracker.
Rebound. Here comes the ball up out the back iron, bounces three times, and falls for a point. 34-13. Here come the Archangels. Looks like Torrey's going to sit down for a little bit, give her a rest. She's had a commanding lead. See what the other girls can do. Bring up the time here. 2:28 left to go. Ball comes down. They don't have the great height on the floor now. They're all pretty equally in height, so they're going to have to work a little harder. Torrey gives them a great advantage when she's on the floor. There's a little foul on number 21. That's her second one. That's a little push by Abby. But they still have that great defensive position. It's a 2-2-1 defense, and here they come. And I don't know why, but every time they get the ball, they drive right down between the two defenders, and they lose the ball. That time we're going to have a blocking foul. Dantezza is a little slow to get up. She's got a tender knee on the left knee. She's got her ace bandage pulled up so she can go to work again. Bounce pass into Madison. Madison gets it down to Laney. Laney back to Madison. Madison gets the ball, puts it up off the glass. Doesn't get it off the iron. Ball comes back to Mariana. High off the glass. It's pushed around. Laney gets the ball. We're going to have another foul, I believe, on number five. Oh, excuse me, that's a foul on 1-5, Megan. A lot of activity on the hoop. There was three efforts to get that rebound before they could get the ball in. Laney's at the line, and she's going to get a chance for a couple. She puts the first one up, bounces off the back iron, and kicks out. Here comes Laney, number 45. She dances with those feet. She puts up the second one and drills. We're at 34-14. Another 1:58 left to go in this third period. Here comes Robin, bring it up for the Archangels. She drives, puts a long pass down to the right elbow, gets away, ball rolls off of Ariana's feet, goes out of bounds, side out for the Archangels. It's number 10, Sophie. Sophie has the ball. She's looking for some help, bringing it in. The Eagles have their arms waving around. Archangels get it in. The Archangel moved out of the way. Ball comes out. Julia recovers. She's bringing it into front court. She's waiting for some help. She finds Mariana. Goes past Mariana. Gets into Dontezza. Coming down. Dontezza drives her on the right side. She gets to the point. She puts it up. Can't get it. Mariana gets the rebound. Can't get it. Madison's there off the glass. Can't get it. Madison puts it up again on the third time. She gets it to drop. There come the Eagles. 34-16. Eagles are working hard now. They have the same height on the floor as the Archangels, but number five drives lane coast to coast, puts it up off the glass, recovered by 15, Megan, and it's tied up for a jump ball. And the possession goes back to the Archangels. Here comes Sophie to throw it in. The Archangels line up, they disperse. Sophie gets it into number one, Natalie. Natalie puts it up from downtown, can't quite get it. Tipped away by Dontezza. Back up in the air. Can't get it controlled this time. Ripped down by Mariana. She has the ball. She's going to dribble up. She finds Dontezza. Dontezza is going to travel with the ball, and she knew it as soon as she stopped. Oh, she says, nah, got it anyway. But here come the Archangels right back the other way. 54 seconds left in this third period here. They swing it in. Julia's playing run around, but she's harassing him every step. That time she was perfect in the run back. She intercepts the ball. Here comes the Eagles going the other way. 44 seconds. Dontezza brings up. She drives left around him. Picked up there. Nice block by Julia. She gets the pick. She has it out there. She's driving around. She's working off hard. She's being covered up. She needs some help. Goes over to Laney. We're going to get it over and back. Laney saves it, but not before she goes over. Here come the turnover. That was a great turnover caused by the Archangels. Just keep poking it away. Here comes Sophie. Sophie gets the ball in. The Eagles are set up. Here comes a long effort. Bounced out. Archangels recover it. Natalie kicks it back. Pushed away by Dontezza. She's got the lead. She can run down uncontested. She stops, pops, puts it up. 7 seconds left to go. 34-18 in favor of the Archangels. Here comes. 5 seconds left to go. Long shot. Put up off the back iron. Does it fall? One more effort. Put up off the glass. And Ellen Cole. Nothing happening. Scores 34-18 at the end of the third period. Wow, the girls are working it up. They're still working hard out there on the floor. No one's quit yet. And we're going to see what can happen here. So it looks like Chloe's under the weather because she's got her her jacket on and she's sitting on the bench. She's been gone for quite a while. So I think she must be fighting the flu or something. I'll see if I can get Jeremiah. Let me see if we can find out. Is Chloe feeling sick tonight? Yeah, I think so. She hasn't heard a word officially, but she certainly doesn't look her sharp, sparky self out there. And I know they've been fighting a lot of flu bugs, and a lot of travel up there in the around the confines between Indiana and Healy. And I think it catches up with people after a while. So they're working hard, trying to stay hydrated and keep everybody. But I can see Chloe's looking a little chilled. She's got her jacket on and the sweatpants over her legs. She just wants to encourage the team, but she's not getting up to playing tonight. All right. So with that said, we have Alyssa's down on injury, and Chloe looks like she's out on an illness. So takes our team down and doesn't give them any rotation. Everybody's going to have to play out the game hard. Here comes Jillian. She finds Julia back to Dontezza. They're working down there. Jillian sets up a little pick. Dontezza rolls around the outside. She looks it along. Can't get it. Goes over the basket to Mariana. Kicked out of bounds. Going to stay blue ball. Last touch by number 10, Sophie, as we start this fourth and final period. 34-18 is the score. The ball comes in, controlled by Madison. She dribbles once, puts it up off the back end. Can't get it. Recovered there by number 31, Cassie, has the ball. She had good position at times. She kicks the ball ahead. Here come the Archangels. They stop. Got to find some help. Here comes Natalie. She drives up. She drives down close to the paint, but she was traveling. Quick turnover there. So hard to get that transition from the dribble and the pass and stop to shoot. There's a lot going on there. All right, here come the Eagles coming back. Dontezza has the ball. She drives the right lane. She stops. She's covered up by three. She looks for some help. Cross court to Mariana. Open up. There comes over the top. Back up by Madison. Can't get it. Rebounded by three Archangels. They have the ball. Interrupted by Julia. Still out. Scramble on the floor. Finally picked up by the Archangels, but it goes out of bounds. That's because of that defensive hustle by Julia Johnson, number 5 for the Eagles. Side out for the Eagles. They're coming back the other way. Here comes Dantezza to Jillian. Jillian has the ball, and here comes Dantezza bringing up the ball. Nice pick by Julia Johnson. The ball gets on the floor, though. Kicked away. Picked up by Cassie. Cassie stops, and she travels with the ball. Hard to get those feet to stop sometimes. I know the feeling. Of course, you've been driving on the icy roads out here. It's hard to get the cars to stop sometimes, too. All right, here come the Eagles. Dantezza has the ball. She dribbles around. She's working. She backs up. She drives down again. She's coming right about a nice pick by set by Madison. Goes up against the back of the glass. Madison gets the rebound, puts it over. Mariana gets the ball up in the air. Recovered by Sophie. Sophie's working, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession for the Archangels coming back the other way. Here comes, we have Sophie and Cassie and JoJo and Natalie and Abby on the floor for the Archangels. Here comes JoJo. She's got a nice leading arm out there. She's dribble, keeping her space. Here comes over to the left corner. Bounce pass into Cassie. Cassie up over the 2 outstretched arm. Madison blocks that ball. Here comes Dantezza. Way to go. The girls are figuring out how to keep the arms up straight, not leaning into each other. Doing a nice job as they keep coming. Dantezza works off the left, tries to get a screen off of Julia. Julia gets one that time. Here comes Dantezza off to Julian. Jillian, excuse me, but interrupted by Sophie out of bounds. It's going to be side out for the Eagles. Ball comes to Dantezza. Dantezza has the ball. She slaps. She's looking for him to move. She gets it into Madison. Madison loses the handle. Quick outlet pass. Over to Abby, interrupted by Dantezza. She rips the ball down and comes the other way. Dantezza's been all over the floor tonight, as she usually is. She's getting her composure back. She's trying to dribble it out. She runs down the right side. Nice pick by Jillian, interrupts Natalie. Ball goes up in the air, though. Good block by Sophie. We have 2 Eagles on the floor. They can't get up. There they go. Traveling by Sophie in the backcourt. It's going to come back side out to Eagles. 5:31 left to go. Can tell the girls a little bit winded out here. Not many replacements coming off the floor, off the bench. Here goes. Nice. Another pick by Jillian. Dantezza puts it over. Gets into Madison. Up off the glass. It ripples and bounces back out. Picked up by Cassie. Cassie's working hard. She dribbles and steps through. Here comes. Julia runs up in front. She blocks off the lane. Kicked out to the elbow. Nice long 3 shot. Saved by Sophie. Controlled by Jillian. There's a jump ball. Possession goes back to the Eagles. All right. Way to go, Jillian Bjornstedt. She did a nice job controlling that ball. Wouldn't let it go. Here comes Sophie. Back to Julia. Excuse me, that's Dantezza. Too many numbers standing around down there. The old eyeballs are getting faint as we go. Dantezza tries to drive between the two, and she's going to draw a blocking foul on White Natalie. Elgin says, come on, you guys know better than that. Going to put they went to go for a shoot. It wasn't a bonus yet. They have 6 fouls, not 7. So not a shooting foul, just a blocking foul. Here we go. Dantezza has the ball. She looks for some help. She finds Julia screaming up to the upside. Dantezza has it. Julia sits there. Back and forth. Interrupted. Last touch by the White going out of bounds. It's going to be blue ball. Same shot. Here come the Eagles.
Wait, go, go.
Dantezza has the ball. She gets it into Julia. Back to Dantezza. Working around the top. We're at 4:47. Over to Madison. Almost interrupted by Cassie. Madison drives down the lane. Off the glass. Can't get it. Cassie steps in for the rebound. She pivots through. Great pivot move by Cassie. She spins between the 2 defenders. Stolen by Julian. Coming up quietly by the hind there. As Julia Johnson has a very stealthy run. You can't hear her. She glides across the floor like a invisible eagle as she just slides in. The ball comes in, goes to Cassie. Cassie puts it up, rebounded back. Another long shot from the three-point. Can't get it up. Off the hands of two or three. Finally controlled by Cassie of the Archangels. We're at 4:18 to go. Almost. Oh, a nice little tip on the ball. Goes out of bounds. Going to be controlled side out for the Eagles. But timeout. We're going to have a full timeout called by Coach Nate. And we're going to have a substitution at the end of this timeout. Looks like Laney's coming back on the floor. You can tell these girls are just really tired out there tonight and drinking a lot of water, staying hydrated, trying to keep up with everything. And we'll see if they can't get together, make this thing happen. Tough to see the two birthday ladies sitting on the bench with injury and illness, but that's the way life happens sometimes. Well, we're here. We're just not too far left to go in this fourth period. The score is a commanding presence by Lumen Christi Archangels. The Lady Archangels are 34, Lady Eagles at 18. The men are dressed and back in the stands. The Lumen Christi men are hanging around. They've been dressed for a while, so they're just waiting to get to this game. So I'm sure that it won't be long after this game finishes that we'll be right into the boys' action. So here come the Eagles. They spark it up, and we're ready to go. And we're at 4:14 left to go in this contest. Here come the Eagles. Oh, Laney has a nice pick. Dantezza gets in trouble, kicks back to Laney. Laney loses the ball. Quick moving hands of Torres back on the floor. She grabs that, drives down quickly. Got her speeding back up for the last 3 minutes here. Torres back on the ball. Floor. She's moving in. Dantezza's coming. Jillian puts up a pick. Does it work? Torres bounces off of Dantezza bounces off of Torrey's feet, and it goes out of bounds. Side out for the Eagles. Bounce into Laney. Back over to Dantezza, who puts a long shot. Goes across the rim. Hits Mariana. Bounced out of bounds. Turnover. Going back for the Archangels. A little over 3:30 left to go here in the final period here. Here comes Jillian. She's chasing him down. She's working hard. She keeps running with him step for step, putting on the brakes. They have to slow up. They bring it down. They drive in a lane. They look for some help. Collapsed by the Eagles. Kick it back outside. They think about the lane. They kick it way outside. They find one in the post. They come up. They kick it off. Dantezza rips off the rebound and battles down. Here comes Dantezza and the Lady Eagles are working up the floor, moving down to my right side. Dantezza has the ball. She's trying to go between. She's met by Torrey. Torrey gets in the way. The ball is thrown to Laney. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Right now we have Jillian, Dantezza, Laney, Madison, and Mariana on the floor. The Archangels are working hard to bring the ball up. 2:52 left to go. Quick pass down into the paint by Natalie. Kicks back out. Nice effort there, but blocked. Madison thinking that she should have had a foul, but it's a white ball because the Eagles kicked it out of bounds. Good way to hustle on the defense. Arms are up by the Eagles. Ball comes in to Torrey. Torrey from long downtown. Can't find the handle. Gets it to Dantezza. She breaks up. Everybody's running, sprinting to the other end. Here comes Dantezza. The ball set up. She's got that 2-2-1 defense to work through. Kicks out to Jillian. Down to Mariana. Interrupted with those long arms again. Back to Laney, who kicks it off the glass. Comes into Laney's face. Bounces off. Dantezza has it. Drives down. Put it up. And it drops. Nice little 15-footer put up there. And it drops in. We're at 36-20. 2:16 left to go. Jillian Bjornstedt is just all over there, harassing out of the defense there. Torrey drives in the paint. She's going to go up and get fouled by Madison on the way up to the paint. Torrey's got a long shot, a long stride, and just pretty tough to get in her way when she gets set to go to the rack. She's going there. That's the fourth foul on Madison with 2:09 left to go. Here comes Torrey. She has the ball. She sets, puts the ball up off the front iron. I think that's mainly because she's been cold from sitting for two quarters. Had a chance to talk to Tori's mom sitting here. come from a long family of basketball shooters. Torrey sinks that one, puts it in. It's 37-20. Torrey's the last of the kids coming through their home, and they've all been basketball players. So Dantez has the ball. She works it down. She finds Madison at the post, off the glass. Can't get it. Dantez is there to recover. Off of Dantez. Gets to Torrey. Torrey's driving it up. Bounce pass to Natalie. Natalie's open. Off the glass. Can't get it. Great put back by Torrey. And that'll take it 39-20. Just hard to stop that tall, athletic workhorse of the Lady Archangels in Torrey. Here comes Dantez. Kicks it out to Laney. Laney's looking for some help. Kicks it all the way over to Jillian. Almost saved by the ref, but not quite. He backed up and the ball goes out of bounds. I don't think Jillian wanted to play through the ref. That was a wise choice on her part. Ball goes out of bounds. We have some substitutions coming for the Archangels. We're a minute 32 left to go. Cassie's coming on. All right, here we are. We're set. Megan has the ball. She throws it in. Robin brings it up. Back over to JoJo. They find Torrey down there. They give it to Cassie. Cassie on a long two. She drops it in. We're 41-20. There are a minute 17 left to go. Dantez and Madison bringing the ball up. Madison goes down, works the post. Over to Laney. Laney drives around. No one's worked to the bottom post. Laney needs help. Off to Madison on the upper post. She loses it, regains control. She's at the top. She hauls out a foul. She bounces over to Jillian. Jillian takes a look at a long three. Off the back glass. Doesn't go in. Controlled by the Archangels. 52 seconds left to go. Here come the Archangels. Jillian is bringing it down. Jillian Bjornstedt is just working the defense. Causes Coach Elgin to call a timeout. 51 seconds left to go. The Lady Eagles are working hard right to the end. They know this is an uphill struggle all the way, but they're working hard all the way to the end. They haven't quit yet, and that's nice to see. Had a couple of ice bags coming out on the Archangel side, too. They've not been without their frailties on the court here. So here comes the last 50 seconds left to go in this game. The Archangels are leading 41-20. The boys are starting to exit the stands, go down and get ready to go. Who knows, with short haircuts, they might play faster. At least they'll be quicker in the showers anyway, huh? Not a problem. Well, it's been a fun road trip. You know, from here on out, I don't get the pleasure. I'll get to call the boys game after this. But after this, the both teams, the boys and the girls, will head off into Bristol Bay for the tournament there. They don't return home until next Sunday or Monday, depending on the weather.